10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
So you ever get some furniture and you're like, I do not want to put this together. The directions vague. You put the screw in the wrong direction or whatever, and you go, oh, now I got to take it all apart because I had this board turned just the wrong way. And
dude,
I don't know. They're getting better though. They're pretty good.
They're usually pretty good.
I thought
but
I was getting better. Yeah, well, that sucks.
No, they have them where it's like they're. You can't really put things the wrong way anymore because they offset the holes a little bit or something, yeah. So it just doesn't go together.
Mm-hmm. Even you're though right. That is the case. I have shelves that I ordered in January, and they are still in boxes. And I also have not unrolled a carpet that I ordered on Amazon tough. Prime Day.
Did they not send the instructions with it? So you're not sure how to do it?
That is how little I like putting furniture together. Well, once I unroll the carpet.
I don't think unrolling a carpet...
And
is
also
considered putting furniture together.
And also putting up a shelf is not building furniture either.
You've provided us two unique examples.
You have to put the shelf together.
Yeah, is it furniture?
Oh, it's shelving? Like, or do you just like just hang it on the wall?
What? It's shelves. Like, it's in a box and you have to put it together. I don't know. I haven't opened the box. You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, what do you know?
Okay, first off, you're right. I don't know. But even if you have to. You still have to do something. I can't go, well, now that I've taken it out of the box, it's on the wall.
No, I'm not much better than you. I ordered three, like, just regular wall shelves last year, and I put one up, and then I couldn't decide where to put the other ones, so they're still in boxes on the floor in the basement.
So you know how hard life is. And
I absolutely do. And if it can be hard to decide. But
I just don't like your description of shelves as furniture. Those are shelves.
It is.
Yeah.
Is a ceiling fan considered furniture? Because no. I've had a ceiling fan in a box since Black Friday.
Then yes.
And I have not, and it's stained glass too. It's a super nice ceiling fan. It's so nice, and it's just been sitting in a box because I don't want to put it together. And it's not hard. It comes with instructions. I've got all the pieces I need to put it up in the ceiling. I just don't want to do it.
Ceiling fans are kind of a pain.
They are a pain. You want to do it, Howings?
No, I'll you're dating
you
a boy to do it. Let him do it. That's his job.
I tried to get him to do it. I even get him BJs and he won't
Ron.
Do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Ron, put my fan up.
We'll threaten him. Take him away.
Yeah.
You going to threaten him for me, free beer?
I mean...
No, take away the BJs and say, go put up the fan, stupid.
Yeah, I mean, if he won't do it with BJs, what the hell's my motivation?
You could give him a BJ, Howings.
Wait.
I don't think...
Is he going to...
Why don't you put up the fan,
then? Will he unroll my carpeting?
Oh, my God, and you could too, Joe.
Well, why don't you give up the fan, put up the fan, if that's the reward?
I've been trying to give it up so I can get the fan up, and it's just nothing's working.
Maybe you're just not good at getting it up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It doesn't seem like you get it up.
I don't think I can.
Yeah, I think you've got to stop doing pre-BJ and do post-BJ.
Oh, yeah, do the work first and then you get a BJ.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
But what if all he wants is a BJ from you, Hot Wings? Would you do that for me?
Your ceiling fan's not going up.
Sounds like we're building a human centipede to get that fan up there.
Yeah. I don't...
I'm APOD.
No, I want to go first. Wait, are you first in the very front or first in the very back?
Well, nobody counts to the...
Nobody is first in the back.
You unless you're right.
Last. You'd just be last. You'd be last.
You never go to the back of the line and go, you're number one.
Yeah, trains always have the caboose in the front.
Yeah, but I know whoever finishes 43rd in a NASCAR race is always... They finish first last.
Yeah.
That's how they say
you're
that.
You're the first at being the worst.
you're the first at last.
But yes, when we're talking human centipedes, it goes ABC.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So this text from the 734.
You definitely don't want to be B.
I have an entire home gym sitting on my garage floor in boxes that I still haven't put together because online on Amazon it said that it would take 4 to 6 hours to construct the gym.
Wow.
Oh,
that's one of those really complicated ones then.
That's one of those things where you just have to you just have to do it. You just got to start and don't take any breaks. do it straight through.
But that's what you could say about literally every job you're supposed to do at your home.
But that one's so big that it's
like
just
Kelly's
like
Beeges.
Yeah. I mean, it took me like 3 years to put a drop of oil on a hinge. So, I mean, this guy with his exercise equipment, it's probably the only time he'll exercise.
That's a workout in itself. Yeah, probably.
That's how mine was. I put together my treadmill and moved it.
Well, clearly then, this new technology they're thinking they'll be able to use in furniture that you will buy and have delivered to your home is going to appeal to all of us because none of us get that stuff where it needs to go.
Scientists are showcasing how wooden shapes can be flat printed, then morph into complex 3D structures through drying. This technique could be used to make furniture.
Wait,
could
is
be
this
shipped
like
flat.
Those dinosaurs you can put in the sink and they get bigger?
Kind of reminded me of it.
Right, like you put a drop of water on them and they expand after like 6 hours?
Boy, do my kids think those are going to be bigger than they are.
Every time.
Right. See, I'm picturing it where like you open up the box and it's all flat and then it's just like lifted up. Kind of like those tents where you just open them up and they kind of
pop-up tent. Boop. Yeah.
I think
I've had one of those. It broke so easily.
Yeah. After. I got the impression you take it out, let the air hit it, and then
really?
This technique could be used to make furniture that could be shipped flat and then formed into the final shape at its destination. No assembly required.
We're all going to be sitting on sponges one day.
It doesn't look that great because it sounded good on audio, and then I looked at it and I went, that looks like garbage.
No.
Is it like super modern looking?
It would have to be.
It looks like cheap wicker.
That's the most
offensive thing you've ever seen.
I hate wicker so much.
It always pinches my little fat thighs and shorts.
It creaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like looking like, I don't like having a pattern on my legs.
No, me neither. I don't care for that.
My mom worked at Pier 1 when I was a child, and I think that made it the worst time of my life.
Because all of the wicker.
All of your ripple thighs.
So much wicker in our house.
Actually, you know what it reminds me of now that I'm looking at it again? When you go through a fast food restaurant and they say, would you like a drink carrier? It looks like that material.
Oh, so it's like that.
It's like a corrugated kind of. But, yeah. All right.
How are you supposed to sit on that thing you just showed us? It looks like somebody took a wrapper to a straw and twisted it.
That's an example of the material, not real furniture.
I was like, the hell kind of furniture is that?
The ruler behind it shows that it's 8 centimeters long.
You
don't sit on it, Kelly. Well, you might.
I mean, you might, yeah. For anyone.
8 centimeters? I'd sit on that.
For anyone listening.
You just need 2.5 inches to reach the good
spot. Yeah, that's not that.
That's what I tell myself.
Yeah.
It looked like whatever pasta is just a twist. That's all.
Yeah.
Senior Italian pasta expert, Steve. Which pasta is just a twist?
Twisty.
Penne?
No, rotini.
No, penne is like
penne
a straw.
Penne is like a tiny little straw.
Don't let German Heritage Hot Wings boss you around.
Penne's
a sauerkraut
fat
question.
Straw.
I'll ask him.
Penne's
rotini.
A fat straw.
Yeah, I mean, we're.
Rotini.
So the only one who didn't
rotini.
Know is Steve.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Kelly and I had it nailed. So.
Yeah, we did.
You never get to say mutz again. You say mozzarella.
It's fresh mutz.
No, it's not. It's mozzarella for you.
You can't say mutz.
And you get your Parmesan out of a Kraft can, loser.
From here on out, you're Irish only.
Yeah, no more parading around. Oh, I'm the Italian McKiernan.
Yeah.
That was so authentic, I thought Joe did it.
My God, I thought it was St. Patrick's Day.
We'll go to you when we want to know about furniture that's made out of things that look like potatoes.
Yes.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.